Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Important nickname. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Old Testament, God's people had many nicknames. The prophet Zephaniah uses a couple of them in these verses, Daughter Zion and Daughter Jerusalem. Daughter. He's saying that his people are like daughters to him, like children that he loves. He says he delights in them and rejoices when he thinks about them. My daughter was an important nickname for them because if God loved them like a child, he would help them if they were in trouble. And they needed help. These verses say that God's people experienced punishment and had an enemy. They were afraid. They were throwing their hands up and shrugging because they didn't know what to do. But God said to them, "My daughter, do not fear." God calls you his child too. In baptism, God said, "You're my daughter, you're my son." Those are important nicknames. If he loves you like a daughter, he will take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing. He will help you if you're in trouble. And we need help. Just like God's people in the time of Zephaniah, we have the punishment we deserve because of our sins. We have an enemy, the devil, who is trying to separate us from God. But God says, "My daughter, my son, do not fear." We don't have to fear because God has an important nickname too. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves." The God who loves you like a daughter is a mighty warrior. He doesn't just want to help you. He can help you. He is mighty. He can protect you from everything that tries to harm you. He already has taken away the punishment of sin, and he has defeated our enemy. Whenever you're afraid, the mighty warrior says, "My daughter, don't be afraid. I'm strong enough to save you." We pray to our mighty warrior. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us your dear children in baptism. Help me not to be afraid of the troubles I face this week. Remind me that you are a mighty warrior, and you are always with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.